Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I was a little hesitant when I first started because I wanted to make sure that I was coming through loud and clear. But I want to welcome you again. I want to welcome all of the first-time listeners. I want to say to you that I am broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. What a beautiful place. Oh, what an exciting city. There is just such a new growth here and such beautiful structures and a beautiful aquarium. There's so much to do here. And I tell you, it is such a welcoming city for me from the very point from when I got off the plane and I entered into the airport. Such a beautiful, welcoming city. Great time. Why am I here in Atlanta? Twofold purpose. I participated as a participant in the audience at the Woman Thou Art Loosed Homecoming, the grand final. Oh, what an awesome conference. Bishop Jakes, actually, I don't know if you can hear me or not. Can you hear me? I'm getting some signals that you're not able to pick me up. Let's see what we can do here. Can you hear me now? All right. Thank you so much. Hold on a second. I know you have some feedback. Just in case. One moment. Okay. Okay. Here I am in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is absolutely wonderful here. I mean, okay. Hold on a second. Okay. How is it now? Okay, and I really appreciate your patience. Okay, thank you so much. I so appreciate your patience. Excellent. I just got a nice text saying it's excellent. Great. Okay. Well, and the conference here was absolutely marvelous. What are the words for something like this? And this was Bishop T.D. Jakes, his grand finale, the grand final for his Woman Thou Art Loose conference. It was his end of an era, in a sense. And it was so beautiful, if any of you have witnessed it or if you were at the Woman Thou Art Loose conference, how he passed the torch on to his daughter, Sarah Jakes. Absolutely marvelous, heartwarming, very memorable, and full of love and support. And what a bright future it presented. So I had a wonderful time. I had the opportunity to attend with six other very close friends and colleagues. Absolutely wonderful. I really can't say it enough. Those of you that were able to as I said, be in attendance there or watch it virtually. You know, the teaching, the music, the instructions, the directions, they were all in season. They were all in season. So much new wine was poured out. Oil just dripped upon us. I mean, in terms of the Holy Spirit, simply beautiful. Hey, it really reminded us that we do need to invest in ourselves. And some of the things that I say often, I know, it seems to ring a bell, perhaps with a particular person, maybe where you are in your life right now. But I want you to know that you're worth it. I heard so much this weekend. Many things were confirmation, but I'm not one to say that everything that I hear is a confirmation, because God has given, there's always someone that knows more than you do and someone that may know less than you do, but they may know more in a particular area or may have spent more time studying, reading, spending time with God, where they received a revelation that's brand new for you. Or it extends what you already know. This is what I experienced this weekend. Some of the things I have, of course, have heard before. I've studied myself. I've received deeper revelation, new wine on particular subjects. But I receive so much. And one of the things that I want to share with you today is don't be afraid of a second chance. Don't look at it like, well, I failed before. There's no sense in me trying it again. You've heard me say many times, some of the things that you may have put on the back burner, come on, bring them forward and honestly present it to God and ask him, you know, how can I do this better this time? How can I learn from the mistakes that I made in the past? And go for it. Yeah, go for it. Get a second chance and lay your hand on it and look at it closely, and don't be afraid to step out on faith a second time, even in the same area. It could be a third or fourth time, but and don't be afraid of sudden change. Don't be afraid of it, because we're living in such a time of speed and things happening so instant and rapid. I mean, we thought instant coffee was something, right? No, instant messaging, direct message. It's boundless how we are able to communicate so quickly. As it is in the natural, even as it's operating in the world of technology, so is it operating in our personal lives. Don't be afraid of sudden change. Embrace it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't examine it, but don't be so quick to reject it. I talked about that a little bit yesterday, and I'm not going to go into detail, but I want you to grab that. I want you to begin to use your leverage, what God has given you from your experiences, from our experiences in the past, from the direction and the instructions that could be applicable in this season or this phase of your life, because all the directions that you received before or the instruction, they may not be applicable right now. They may not be useful now. But there are some that may resonate in where you are now. And you grab those directions and instructions and bring those with you. That's sometimes what we call experiential knowledge. Bring that with you. And, hey, work it in the new environment. Work it in the new beginning. Work it in this second chance. Yeah, use your leverage. Use it. Use your influence. You can even use your influence for leverage. You may have friends or associates or just information that can be accessed in this period of second chances. I don't know what your second chance may be, but I had shared in one of the other podcasts that when I was in Liberia, West Africa, I was actually in prayer one morning and meditating and thinking upon the Word of God and receiving direction and instructions. And it just came to me so clear, I'm given an opportunity of a second chance. I didn't exactly know what it was, but it brought me to tears, because who doesn't want a second chance? Who's done everything right? Nobody but you and I, only two people, right? But who's done everything right? Who doesn't want an opportunity to make something right? And it doesn't have to be a big deal. It can be something. It can be a priority, a goal. It can be an educational goal, a spiritual goal, a personal goal, a weight goal. Yeah. It could be a goal of repairing a relationship. Or how about this? Strengthening a relationship. Some of us are in the phase of our life where God is giving us a second chance. We're having an opportunity to come at it again. So we're going to walk into this new place, this new beginning, this sudden change where we're not afraid, and we're going to, how about this, cease talking about what we've been through. I'm not saying don't tell your story, but let's not keep rehearsing how we blew it the first time. Let's walk in this second chance. Walking in the new beginnings, the brand new. Yeah, you have a frame of reference now. You did it the first time. You've learned some things. If nothing else, perhaps we've learned what not to do. And now we can come into the second chance with an open mind, with clearer vision, and say, God, I'm going to use a new frame of reference. I'm going to do what they call a paradigm shift. I'm not going to judge this situation from my old experience. I'm going to judge it from a new perspective, a paradigm shift, because what? There's been a sudden change. There's a new beginning that you're walking in. If you're not walking in a new beginning, I want you to look around. I want you to really sit down and begin to examine your life. You are walking in a new beginning. I want to say, go so far as to say, perhaps the entire planet is walking in a new beginning. Yes, God is giving us another opportunity to step out on faith. Yeah, going about things intentional this time. Going on purpose. And not apologizing for who God has made us to be. Someone needed to hear that in this podcast. Your second chance is to stop apologizing for what God has done in your life and what he's doing. And don't apologize for what he's expecting you to do. This means that we're going to walk in the second chance, in the new beginning, in this new opportunity with a level of peace that says, I'm enough. God made me this way. I'm going to improve the areas that need improvement, but I'm not going to simply slow myself down because I'm not where I think I should be. Yeah. Wow. Hey, you can even ask God, what's holding me up? Why is it I'm not stepping into this? And he'll begin to give you direction and instructions. Yeah. Even though things may have been a little scattered, they're coming together now for the second chance. The storm is passing over. Yeah. Some of you are coming out of the storm. Now, when you come out of the storm into the new beginning, into the second chance, I want you to bring yourself totally out of the storm. You know, sometimes it can appear that we're out of the storm, but when we look back, we left our mind in the storm. Bring your mind out of the storm. Bring your soul, your spirit, and your body completely out of the storm and come on into the new beginning, the opportunity to rework it. The opportunity to get help if you need for the trauma you may have experienced. But begin to work on these things. Come out of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And look unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. Yeah, begin to refocus. Get clear vision. Not rejecting so quickly what God may be presenting to you in this hour. Enhance your prayer life. I'm working on this as well. Let's enhance our prayer life. Let's take time. I would like to say at the beginning of your day, I'm not going to say get up at 5, get up at 4. That's up to you. But however you begin your day, let's incorporate prayer as we enter into our day. It will help us to align our spirit, our soul, and our body. It will help to order our footsteps and our day. Would you give it a try? That's all I'm asking. Give it a try. Yeah. I want to remind you there are some things that can be exercised in our life that we can ask God to help us with in this new beginning, in this second chance, in this second. How about this? Love. Mm-hmm. Walk in love. Think about love. Can you imagine? Think about love. Embrace love. Embrace joy. Because in joy, you will gain a very unique spiritual strength. An invisible strength comes through joy. Embrace joy, which means you can detach from some sadness. Don't allow sadness to become part of your personality. Yeah, we do all have sad moments. But let's begin to embrace joy and peace. Peace. And a different level of peace, this level of peace that can surpass your natural understanding. Also, let's embrace, in this second chance period, the patience. In other words, there may be some things that you have to wait for. And while you're waiting, serve. Yeah, serve others. Serve humanity. Serve someone that is less fortunate. Serve in this period of patience and waiting. I'm not speaking to everyone, I know that, but there may be someone that's in that period of waiting. You may be furthering, getting another degree. Well, that's going to take some patience because they don't come overnight. And kindness, embrace kindness. Try your very best to be kind to others. And listen, be kind to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Be patient with yourself as well. And then embrace goodness, the goodness of God. Look around and just thank God for the many blessings, the air that we breathe, the sun that gives us so much, the process of photosynthesis, you know, the ability for us to be able to enjoy and live by the oxygen that God provides, the goodness of God, the shelter that he provides for us, the friendships, the relationships, the divine intelligentsia, the goodness of God, the ability to come before him and spend time with him. I heard one of the speakers say this weekend at the Woman Thou Art Loose conference in Atlanta, Georgia, I heard one of the speakers say that once you accept that there is a God, you're never the same, and you'll never forget God. You'll never forget Yahweh, the great I am. Yeah, the lily of the valley, the bright, the morning star, the prince of peace, the king of kings, the mighty counselor. Embrace the goodness of God. In this second chance, you see, as I'm giving these different components and attributes of God, what's happening is that some are applying more to us. One particular one may apply to where we are now, as we have already entered into our second chance. What I mean by second chance is just a way of me conveying the message of new opportunities, new beginnings. Or perhaps you are entering in, perhaps you're in the new beginning or the second chance, or perhaps you are about to enter in. You're almost there and you know it.
embrace the faithfulness of God and make it part of your life. Be faithful. Mm-hmm. And here's something that a very beautiful woman told me many years ago by the name of Olivia. She told me that even when you're not faithful, God is still faithful. Embrace that. And the gentleness of God. Let this be part of who we are. And don't forget about self-control. That's a good one, isn't it? It is for me. Self-control. You know the areas where you need to apply self-control. So, here we are. Thanking God for new beginnings. Thanking God for second chances. Thanking God, another way of saying it, is for opportunities. I heard a minister by the name, I believe his name was Todd Hall. He said that the only difference between chance and change is two letters. So we have a chance. We have an opportunity to change, and we're going to take advantage of it. Because God gave you something very powerful, and it's called a free will. We're going to walk in this and talk in this and share this. Can I say hello today to my beautiful mother? Good morning, mother. Good afternoon, mother. Wherever you're listening from around the world, I'm saying hi to my beautiful mother, Dolores. I love you so much and so proud of you. I want to say hi to my beautiful aunts. Yeah, I know you hear it quite often on this podcast because I'm so proud of them. I want to say hi to my Aunt Steen and my Aunt Jewel and Rosemary. I want to shout out to my beautiful sister, Jewel. I have an aunt named Jewel and a sister named Jewel. I want to shout out to you. I love you so much. I want to shout out to my brother, Robert. I love you so much and so proud of you. And have a good time. I know you're out and about, so have a great time. I want to shout out to my sister, Leitris. I want to say I love you. And I want to shout out today. I want to say hi, Minister Latorsha. Oh, wow. Hey, you, oh man, I love you so much. Minister and Minister in Training Davis, I want to say hello to you. Hi, Chloe, you sure did look beautiful this weekend. Hi, Alexis, it was a pleasure to meet you. And I want to say it was a pleasure to meet you, Miss Jeanette. What a pleasure. Pastor Andrea, keep up the good work. You are quite a shaker and a mover. Elder Margareta, thank you for being in my life and being such a friend for so many years. Joy, it was a pleasure talking to you last night. I want to say hello to, how about this, the Hallelujah Full Gospel Service in Naples, Italy. You know, November, it will be, I believe, how many years? It started in 2006, and this powerful ministry has continued on until today. But next month, they'll be celebrating an anniversary. I want to shout out and say hello to Hallelujah Full Gospel Service and shouting out to all the service members in Naples, Italy. Prophetess Judy, hello, hello, hello. Elder Helen, hello, good morning. Hey, thanks for keeping it real in the area of love. Deaconess Terry, ah. Hello. I want to say hi, Minister Antonio, Minister in Training, Cynthia, Denise, Marie, Reverend Russell, thank you so much. And I want to say hi to Minister Shatoya, James. Happy birthday, Louise, in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I didn't forget about your birthday. Happy birthday. I want to say hi to hi, Louise. I have two Louises, so you know. I want to say hi to Velma and Terry. Ah, the world travelers. Hello, hello. Cynthia and Reno, hi. Welcome home. I want to say hi to Marion, Mississippi. Thank you for reaching out. I appreciate your text and your support. I want to say, this is some happy birthdays. I may miss some of you, but listen, I am thinking about you and I love you, but I want to say happy birthday to Auntie Steen, my beautiful niece Sonia, both of my Jewels. I want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to my cousin Carolyn. Dominique, I want to say hi to you. I want to say hi. Oh, thank you so much. I want to say hi to Sheila. Hi, and Miss Beatrice. I want to say hi to everybody in Cincinnati. We're getting listeners in from Cincinnati. I want to say hello to Virtually Unveiled Ministry. I want you to set some new goals because I'm looking forward to some of those new products. I know I can use them. Heal a Woman, Heal the World, headquartered in California. I want to say hi to Mr. Randall Kane. I want to say get well soon, Mr. Kane. God bless you. We're praying for you. I want to say hi to Miss Janice in Washington State. Thank you for your support as we went to Liberia, West Africa. Deaconess Debbie, hello. Hi, Tig. Hi, Aaron. Tawana, hello. I want to say hi to Dr. Patra. Oh, what an awesome woman of God. I want to say hi to Prophetess Carolyn, Mississippi. I want to say hello to Professor Renee. Yeah, that's our Hebrew expert. Hi, how are you? Paula, keep doing what you're doing. Madeline, hello, I love you. Nicole and Derek, thank you so much. I want to say hi to the Wendell Phillips Hall of Fame. Yes, I don't know if any of you know it, but I was inducted into my high school Hall of Fame, along with, how about this, Nat King Cole, Sam Cooke, Marla Gibbs, Gwendolyn Brooks, the great poet, and the Globetrotters, and so many more. But I want to thank the Wendell Phillips Hall of Fame. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for having a voice in these times. Thank you so much. Bishop Jones, hi. All the way in Liberia, West Africa. Keep up the good work. Thank you for being a father to so many. I want to say hello to Pastor Baker in Pennsylvania. I want to say hi. I'm not forgetting about you. I know it. Hi, Dominique. How are you? I want to thank you for those encouraging words. That became part of my prayer life to just help people to overcome some of the struggles. Thank you. You shared some powerful words with me the other day. I want to say hello to Pastor and Minister Nichols in Tennessee, Apostle Coleman in Florida. I want to say hello to, if I didn't call your name, like I said, it's not because I don't love you. I want to shout out to, oh, hi, Iris in Washington, D.C. I want to shout out to Anthony in Kiafa, D.C. I want to shout out to Arnold and Courtney in Maryland. I want to shout out to, who am I missing today? Somebody says she didn't call my name. Hi, Michiko and Yuji, how are you today? I want to shout out today to Sean and Carolyn, Marlon and Cheryl. I want to say hi to Steven and Nico. Hey, I didn't forget about you. I want to say hi to Kayla and Jordan and Lauren and Tandana and Allie and Jesse. Hello, hello, hello. Listen, I want to shout out to all my nieces and nephews. I want to say hello to all the people that have touched my life. I appreciate you so much. And you have shown your appreciation to me in so many ways. So many ways. I want you to walk in your second chances. Please. God has given you many, many opportunities. I want you to take advantage of them. I want you to walk in it and be bold in it. I want you to know that I love you and that you are the apple of God's eye. God's thinking about you. God loves you. God is not mad at you. Don't you ever think that God loves you. Don't think that he's mad at you. I want you to know that he loves you. I want you to know that you can trust in the Lord and you can do good. And you shall dwell in the land, and you shall be fed. I want us to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Then commit those ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Did I say hello to Ernestine in Illinois? I want to say hello to you. I want you to know that God shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. I want you to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't fret thyself, Don't you fret over people that seem like they're prospering and you're not. God has given you some things, some gifts, some talents that money can't buy. You are indeed a friend of mine, and I love you so much. I want to say God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. And let's just continue to trust God. I love you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.